Gentlemen, we're going to kick off with Mike Leopold. This is the intention of the day. We've been through a journey of 4 days of the ISDE5. And when we sat around in breakfast this morning, we were just listening for, you know, where are we at? And we actually sensed a real completion yesterday afternoon. Great panelists, great speakers on day one, opening from Norway, the Chinese Minister of Technology, Mr. Garamandi, Tom Khalil, Tim Forsman, Ed Mitchell, John MacDonald, Doug Engelbert, James Kunstler, Elizabeth Sartoris, Michael T. Jones, David McGuire, and then the young Kiwis ending at the end of day one. Day two, Chief Peter Captain Senior Jim Geringer from Wyoming, John Francis Planet Walker, and then that extraordinary panel that Melanie pulled together. Which just was a frisson of people who went through the rest of the day. No, that was day three. I missed out day two. Day two, Brigadier General Pete Warden. Bob Carell, Rhianne Salmon and Matt Nolan, followed by Rebecca Moore's panel with Jim Fornio and Kenny Osbell and Lee Schwartz. So we've just had everything from seeing the planet from outside, seeing the planet from inside, seeing the planet as indigenous peoples, commitment to global warming, biodiversity, humanitarian aid, indigenous peoples in a range of ways, social connections, every aspect of geospatial technology, education, health, economics, sustainable development. And by yesterday afternoon, as we drew the session yesterday morning to a close and then reflected from the major technology providers yesterday afternoon, there were a number of themes that you're probably present to. And as we completed yesterday afternoon, we sensed we'd actually reached the end of a journey. So we're going to treat the end of yesterday as the end of the last conference, and today as the start of the next journey. And so you are most welcome to join us now as we look to the future, saying, what did we hear? But what did we hear from the perspective of what's next?